the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The second person of the Blessed Trinity became man in order to become a priest. The motive of the Incarnation was to save men from their sins. There was no other, at least that is revealed to us, that the second person of the Blessed Trinity should come down and take our flesh in its poverty and in its pain, in its death, all of which he freely accepted for any other reason than to be a priest and to save the human race from its sins. And our blessed Lord, as both God and man, is supremely and essentially a priest, because a priest is a bridge between God and men. And he must, on the one hand, have in him the things of God, and on the other hand, the things of men. And he must connect them. The other roles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is to be prophet and king, that is to teach to us the truth and to sanctify us in the truth and to rule us and guide us as true king of the human race, shepherd of his sheep, those roles that are truly cause he is a priest. He sanctifies us in the truth because he is a priest. He rules us because he is a priest, because he has come to save the souls of men. And this supreme high priest saved the souls of men, made it possible for all of us to go to heaven when he suffered his holy passion and death on the cross. For because of every single mortal sin, even one, a single one, the passion and the death of our Lord Jesus Christ was necessary in order to pay the price of justice that the human race owed to God. A man cannot be more conformed to Christ, therefore, than by being a priest. The sacrament of holy orders imprints a character on the soul which makes a man the most conformed that he could be to the God-man. When we receive baptism, we become like Christ. Our souls are sanctified. But when we become a priest, we are completely conformed to him, because that is the whole purpose of his coming. That is what he is by essence, a priest. And this character enables the priest to perform the holy sacrifice of the Mass, to consecrate bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, which is the reenactment of his holy passion and death. This dignity of the priesthood, which is comparable to the most exalted dignity of being the very Mother of God, comparable, is a participation in and a closeness to divine things, which cannot even be imagined by human beings. Theologians have said that in addition to all of the proofs from sacred scripture and from tradition, from the faith of the church and the constant practice of the church, that our Lord Jesus Christ is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity, in the Blessed Sacrament of the altar, in addition to all of those proofs, there is this proof that if it had not come from God, that doctrine, no one would have believed it. If the doctrine of the Blessed Sacrament had been invented by men, no one would have believed it. And so we may say the same thing of the Holy Priesthood. That if the Holy Priesthood, the power to call down upon the altar of God, the presence of Christ Himself, God and man, body, blood, soul, and divinity, if that had not come from God, no one would have believed it. And yet this is the constant and perpetual tradition of the church, and it is even believed and practiced by those who have split from the Catholic Church, the Greek Orthodox. It goes back to the most ancient times, the priesthood and the Blessed Sacrament of the altar. So the young man who becomes a priest pledges himself to a life of labor and suffering for the salvation of souls. In these times, the priestly vocation is an assurance of God's providence. By the permission of God, which we do not understand, the enemies of the church have entered into the sanctuary and have expelled the true religion from that holy sanctuary. And they have replaced it with a new religion, a dogmaless humanitarianism, a generic Christianity which believes in only man. And this is the great apostasy to which St. Paul made reference and predicted in his second epistle to the Thessalonians. By the grace and providence of God, however, this flood of the enemies of the church have not and will not prevail against her. And the new priest that you see before you is a living proof of the fidelity of God to His people. That by the ineffable providence of God, which on the one hand permits the great evil of the spoliation of our sanctuaries, has also provided that we retain the sacred fire of the priesthood, like the sanctuary lamp that will never go out. And that we continue with the holy priesthood and with the holy faith. Valid sacraments, valid faith, the true thing. What has been given to us by God like a sacred jewel. It will continue and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And this holy faith that was given to us by our Lord Jesus Christ, to His apostles and handed down to us so carefully and so perfectly by the assistance of the Holy Ghost, throughout the ages shall not perish from the face of the earth. And therefore, we have undertaken this ordination and this Mass in the name of God. In the name of the holy apostles and of all the saints, to combat the modern Martin Luther's in our Catholic sanctuaries. He has provided us with the priesthood, and we will use it in a struggle to the death if necessary, for the honor of His holy name and the preservation of the Catholic faith, which has come down to us unchanged. And we say that just as the profession of faith is necessary for baptism and for adherence to the Catholic Church, so is this profession of faith, the adherence to the dogmas of the Catholic Church, all the more necessary for the valid possession of authority in the Church. If you cannot even be a Catholic without professing the faith, then how could you be anything else in the Catholic Church without the profession of faith? The faith is the basis of everything we do, for it is the eyes which see the invisible things of God. And if those eyes should go blind by loss of faith, through heresy or apostasy, then there is nothing left. Then no matter what your priestly dignity, or no matter what office you have been elected to or appointed to, you do not represent Christ on earth, nor do you possess the power to teach, to rule, and to sanctify the Church in the name of Christ. Since if you have defected from the faith by heresy or apostasy, you have perverted your baptism in the most basic way, and you have detached yourself from Christ in the most fundamental and radical manner in which you could. These things we say, and this church we have purchased and decorated for the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and this priesthood we continue, and this faith we uphold and persevere in, for we will not let the modernists destroy what we have received. The Romans, when they crucified someone, would first nail him or tie him, as the case may be, to the cross on the ground. Then, when the crucified was ready, the soldier in charge of the crucifixion would cry out, "Tole," which means lift up, and gradually with ropes the cross would be little by little lifted up until finally it would fall suddenly into the ground. If we can picture that scene on Calvary,
when our Lord was finally lifted, after his indescribable sufferings in his passion, imagine the immense crowd, both of his faithful, his Holy Mother, St. John, and of the Pharisees and chief priests, and of Jews from all over the empire, looking upon Christ crucified. Imagine the roar in that crowd, the sighs and the gasps, even from people who did not know him, to see such suffering in a man, to gaze upon him who has now been lifted. Think of the sobs of his Holy Mother as she looked upon him now for everyone to see. Tole. And so ordination to the priesthood is a tole. A young man is giving up his whole life for the salvation of souls and for the preservation of the faith. Anything that the world could offer him is meaningless and without attraction. The only thing that pleases the priest is to do the will of his Father, as our Lord himself said. Nothing else, not the pleasures of this world, nor the riches, nor the honors, mean anything to him any more than it would to a little baby. He is going to give his whole life. He is before us now, crucified like his divine master. Pray for the young priest that the intensity of the love of God in his soul may match the grandeur of the dignity of the holy priesthood. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.